TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Where I was in Cleveland. Welcome to the show, Hot Chocolate. Man, Hey, hey, and I'm glad you had a chance to thaw out from that Arctic freeze that you were up in there in.
Arctic freeze is real. Listen, the president says that climate control is fake news. Do you all understand that there are wild fires happening right now in Australia when it's negative, you know, like here in the U.S.?
21 degrees. Mm-hmm.
Something is really wrong, folks. The icebergs are melting, and it's impacting the entire world. Climate control is not fake news. All the way live from Columbia, South Carolina, where we are chopping it up every Wednesday 9 p.m. What up, Fee?
What is popping? This weather is popping. It's nippy. Colder than a polar bear's toenail.
Back.
Absolutely.
And I heard on the news that it's colder in Chicago than it is in Antarctica.
Yes.
Right now, today.
What's the river in Chicago that's frozen right now because it's so cold in Chicago?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Is it Lake Michigan?
It's something is frozen up there because of how cold it is.
A lot of
places.
A lot of things are frozen. I actually flying over Cleveland, I mean, all of that water, right? I mean, iceberg. Unbelievable. I mean, when you think about even the species of water, right? I mean, what does that do? Do they freeze? Do they die? Are we about to have, like, I mean, a genocide of all things of the water? I don't know. This is crazy.
Well, they showed crocodiles and alligators that are in frozen waters, but they have their noses poked out of the water. And they're literally living and surviving. They look like they're frozen, but they're surviving,
but they
because their heads are. Yep, they can breathe. And they thought once the water starts thawing out, they thaw out and they can continue to swim. Isn't that crazy?
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense because their outer shell is so hard. You know, that would make sense that if they can get air, if their air passage is open. That would make sense, but that is very weird. Nevertheless, we damn sure couldn't stick our heads out the water and our body being there, and we still live.
Bundled up,
folks, is a cold world out there. Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta, sellouts or history makers. Travis Scott actually put out something a few weeks ago that, you know, it sounded kind of, I was like, you know, I don't know, Travis. And apparently I'm not the only one who was suspect of his statements. Now, when Travis Scott signed on to Super Bowl 53, he claimed that he reached out to Colin Kaepernick and had a conversation. And ultimately what he was trying to allude to was that Kaepernick kind of gave him the green light. We'll call it bullshit. Listen, the statement that I want to read from Travis Scott. I back anyone who takes a stand for what they believe in. I know being an artist that it's in my power to inspire. So before confirming the Super Bowl halftime performance, I made sure to partner with the NFL on this important donation. I'm proud to support Dream Corps in the work they do that will hopefully inspire and promote change. Now, I do appreciate and respect the fact that, you know, Travis Scott had the NFL to donate $500,000 to the Dream Corps for his performance. I like the compromise, right? But what are your thoughts? We drew a line in the sand on behalf of Colin Kaepernick, who pretty much lost his entire career for standing up. I mean, either we're going to take a stand or we're not going to take a stand. I mean, what are your thoughts? 917-889-3926. Sellout or history makers here. You got Travis Scott, Big Boy, Gladys Knight, who I think personally, Gladys Knight, you know, Gladys Knight can do whatever she want to do. right? I mean, she has earned the right to, you know, do what she wants to do because she was fighting this good fight before many of us were even here. So I kind of give Gladys a pass. However, the question still remains. Sell out or history makers? What are your thoughts?
I typically don't like to play the devil's advocate. It's too exhausting. But I'm going to do it in this case. Okay, so Gladys, she gets a pass just simply because she's an icon and she's weathered.
But does she,
In my eyes, she does. In my eyes, she does. So I'm only speaking for myself. She gets a pass because she's an icon. Now, when it comes to Maroon 5, whatever, we're not talking about them. Travis Scott, I think it depends on what his initial position was in the Colin Kaepernick controversy. If he was, you know, boycott the NFL, you know, I'm taking a knee with, you know, if he was on that platform, then right now, the sideways look he's getting, he deserves in my book. If he wasn't, or if he didn't take that position, then, I mean, at this point, he could be a history maker. He doesn't necessarily have to be a sellout because he didn't take that initial stance, or that I know of. So that's why.
It's a very interesting thing. I mean, it's hard to tell people when they should show up for work and when they shouldn't show up for work. You really don't understand what's going on with people's bags and people's bills. People got bills to pay. The bigger the lifestyle, the bigger the, you know, the expense at the end of the day. So when it comes to securing the bag, you know, I will never – you know, tell someone not to go to work at the end of the day. You know, it's like someone telling us, you know, not to go to work because, you know, we don't like the policy change that just happened on the job. You know, you looking at them like, what the hell my cable bill do in 2 days? Right? I mean, and it's the same, right? It's the same situation even on that level. I mean, you know, somebody got a Bentley bill due, right? So somebody got a $1 million house payment due. And it's hard to tell people not to secure the bag. Now, Rihanna, she shut it down, and she's in a position where she could shut it down, right? I mean, she doesn't need those, you know, type of performances to make or break her career. She's good, and I respect that. But just because she's good doesn't mean that Big Boy's good.
Right. I mean, that's true. And I forgot about Big Boy. That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, you could also
Go ahead. Hot chocolate.
I was just going to say you can also look at it from the perspective of, you know, you wanting to be a – and no real shade to Travis Scott, but, you know, for Big Boy, wanting to have some Atlanta representation on the national stage, you know, because they do have lots of concerts and events. Leading up to the big game, but, you know, no real true hip hop artists, you know, were there to represent. So you can kind of look at it that way too.
No, absolutely. And I think that had a lot to do with it. But in the midst of representation, right, I mean, what we cannot forget and what is most important is all of this is business. Super Bowl is about business. This is not a community effort, right? This is not outreach. This is not nobody doing anything on behalf of the church. I mean, this is business. And your business comes exposure and your ability to do more and get more because of that humongous platform, right? And so, you know, I think when it comes to securing the bag, it's an individual choice. I think this whole Colin Kaepernick situation has been an individual choice. There have been some people that has taken a stand with Kaepernick. Then there have been some people that have not been so supportive, and they don't really get it and don't really understand it, even in our community. Even in our community. So we can't hold celebrities accountable when holistically, you know, culturally, we haven't all backed this situation.
Yeah. Now, to me, as a fan, it would be interesting to see if Big Boy will be able to talk Andre 3000 into doing a pop-up with him on the national
that would be dope.
As Outkast instead of just Big Boy.
That would be dope.
Mm-hmm.
That would be super awesome, but how large would the bag have to be for that to happen?
Well, pretty big. Pretty big. 3,000.
Pretty damn big. Yeah, man.
Yeah, pretty dope. Hey, we'll keep this conversation going on the other side. We're going to chop it up with Feet live out of Columbia.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, chicken, turkey.
Hey, I just want to ask real quick before you start, I need the Lord to forgive me because every time the chicken turkey breakdown comes through, I twerk a little bit, and I know it's Shirley. I know it is.
Well, you're not alone. You're not alone. I'm
talking
with
you. I'm sorry. Thank you.
That beat just dropped. It makes you drop the load real quick.
It makes you get down. It makes you get down. Okay,
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, tonight, being that, of course, Super Bowl is on Sunday, I was thinking about finger foods, and I wanted to grace you guys with my Henny Thingo's wings. Super easy, scrumptious. Yes. Now, what you're going to need is 5 pounds of chicken wings, 12 ounces of honey, 1 ounce of soy sauce, a teaspoon of curry powder, a fourth of a teaspoon of garlic salt, crushed red peppers, and that's optional. I said about an ounce of Hennessy, and I'm pretty sure I use about 4 to 5 ounces of Hennessy. But I'm trying to be, real discreet with this 1 ounce of Hennessy. Now, what you're going to do, preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You're going to mix in all of your ingredients, and you're going to let it simmer for about maybe 5 to 6 minutes. You're going to deep fry your wings naked with nothing on it. You don't want any breading whatsoever. Drain it. All you do is take your a casserole dish, place your chicken wings in it, take that delicious Hennessy glaze, pour on top, pop them in the oven for maybe 10 minutes until the wings are nice and sticky. Set some extra sauce to the side just in case, you know, as you're eating them, you might be getting a little tipsy. You want to take one of them wings and slide it in that glaze. And get your grub on while y'all are watching that little Super Bowl with them little raggedy Patriots, but we're not going to go there. But absolutely scrumptious. And you guys have got to tell me how these turned out. Got to.
I promise you I'm making these, taking them to my aunt's house for her Super Bowl party. I promise you I am. She has given me the holy grail of wing recipes here. Yes.
And I'm going to tell you another little trick. Instead of with that glaze, if you have like some shredded chicken, take that glaze and pour over your shredded chicken and take some tortillas. Take the shredded chicken and your glaze, add a little bit of provolone cheese, and make a quesadilla out of it. Absolutely divine. And it's that Hennessy glaze is what you're looking for, and it will set it apart from anything.
You know what? I'm about to drop a funk flex bomb on you, though. I'm about to take some shredded brisket that my aunt makes that she puts on her taco bar. And throw the glaze on the taco bar. Ooh, flex, drop a bomb on that.
Yes, 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 absolutely. Yeah. That sounds scrumptious. Like, I just swallowed. Like, yeah. Y'all got to try that.
Certainly time to go. It's a 9-40-9-1-7-8-9-3-9-2-6. 9-1-7-8-8-9-3-9-2-6. Hey, you all, let us know how that works out for you. Definitely sounds dope. Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. We're talking about sellouts of history makers. You got Travis Scott, Big Boy, Gladys Knight, Maroon 5, all performing here in Atlanta on Sunday. And the festivities are underway. I'm just not sure how enjoyable these festivities will be this week if this cold sustains. It was 25 degrees in Atlanta earlier, and I don't know what it is right now. I'm actually going to check. It's 32 degrees right now in Atlanta. So
yes.
It's up.
Yes.
But it's 10 degrees. It's 10 degrees in New York right now. Unbelievable.
And snowing in New York, last I heard, which was 5 minutes pre-show time.
Yeah, crazy. North of 35 degrees, which is, you know, not unusual. Negative -2 in Omaha. I'll be there next week. Hopefully that weather will be much better. But it's even 48 degrees in Tampa right now, and 64 degrees in Puerto Rico, where it's typically, you know, about 78 degrees about, you know, right now. Fee mentioned, Fee, what did you say? You heard earlier that it was colder in Chicago than it was in Antarctica?
Yep. It was like, what, negative 50, something like absolutely crazy. They actually had the city buses, which I thought was so dope, being safe havens for the homeless.
They were
riding around the city, going to like the really hot spots of the homeless people, and having them come onto the bus so they could stay warm. And they were lined up.
Yeah,
they showed
dope.
It on the news. They were like lined up, on the major city street.
Mm-hmm. God bless
them. That's dope because I mean, what I did see in reference to the homeless was that, you know, there were about 13 people who were scraped off the sidewalk for whatever reason, literally.
What?
Jeez.
Yeah, because they froze to death.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
They
were frozen?
They slept outside.
Yeah, they slept
outside and froze to death on the sidewalk.
Jeez.
And literally had to be scraped up, you know, and I think some of this was yesterday. Because that cold set in. And so, folks, this is certainly not the time to be out in the cold playing games. And I'm telling you, yesterday when I was in Cleveland, walking the street coming from the game last night, that's one thing I thought about. Like, what are the homeless people doing? Because they're out there. And typically they are the least of the in situations like this. So,
listen, our national listeners, international listeners, anywhere where it's cold, people kind of give newscasters, meteorologists flack. Oh, they're just, you know, taking a dart and, you know, throwing it at a newscast and that's it, because it's never what they say it's going to be. In cases like this, you kind of have to, you know, heed the warning and better safe than sorry and, you know, on that side, err on the side of caution. Most importantly, I'm watching the newscast and they're talking about the below zero temperatures in a lot of the northern parts of the United States, where it is typically cold, and yes, really cold, but not this cold, minus 21, minus 10 degrees, minus 20 degrees, in conditions where you can suffer from frostbite from simple 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes of your skin being exposed to those type of temperatures. Just wow.
Be careful, folks. be careful and bundle
Absolutely.
Up as we prepare for Super Bowl 53 here in
Ooh.
Atlanta. There's a few real dope parties popping off. We're going to try to get out to a Mike Vick hosted event Friday.
Oh,
hopefully we
boy.
Can get there early
Let's
enough.
Go.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to get out to hang out with CeeLo Green Saturday night for a sneaker event he has going on with the mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, and Jermaine Dupri. That's my intent now. If I make it happen, it's going to it depends on the weather. Depends on the weather.
Now, I have big baller dreams. Now I'm hoping that you know the connections that I have thrown out there are going to come through. I as well am looking forward to the Mike Vick day party. I'm also equally looking forward to hopefully Shaq's Playhouse and one of the parties hosted by Diddy and Fabulous. So
I did see that.
Right.
Well, Diddy has a few. Diddy has a few things going on. Well,
Diddy
listen,
has
I mean, first of all, there's so many parties right now in Atlanta.
Everywhere.
There was even one last night, I think. Well, actually, that was canceled because of the weather. I mean, so a lot going on. Pick and choose.
Yeah.
Google, go online. But this is the bottom line. All of these parties are, like, crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Crazy. Like, crazy. So,
well
you know,
now there's a
I heard the hotels were, too.
The hotels definitely
are. Oh, absolutely.
Are.
You can get
now,
about
there's
it.
a few parties that are, you know, decent priced, but just know you're going to stand in line. VIPs are going to move much faster, and, you know, money talks in these situations. So that's just the, you know, party lifestyle of Super Bowl events, NBA All-Star events, CIAA,
wherever they are,
large function
right.
events. Yes, so
absolutely.
Be prepared, have fun, and be safe too.
Yeah, because the reality is, no one really gives a damn about this Super Bowl. I mean,
right?
That's the reality. We people want to come to Atlanta and have fun in Atlanta. No one really gives a damn about this Super Bowl because, one, you cheated the Saints, and we're sick
right.
of these damn Patriots. You have a cheater in the game. We know he's a cheater. And well, first of all, let me tell you about a story I heard earlier. There was a radio announcer who called Brady out on the radio for cheating, and guess what? They fired him. The truth hurts. He did cheat. He did cheat. And they
absolutely.
Fired him. The truth hurts.
He cheats. The refs cheat. Everybody's just a whole bunch of cheaters.
Talk about this game.
I said it.
Next Monday, 9 p. Well, our special guest will be Jay Brown. Followed by, we were supposed to have Billy Mercury on last week. Billy's supposed to be on Wednesday. If you do not know who Billy Mercury is, Google Billy Mercury. He's dope. He works with Pharrell.
And enjoy.
He's out of VA. He's dynamic, and he's hanging out with us Wednesday, 9 p. Again, Monday, our special guest is Jay Brown. We out of here, folks. Enjoy your week, your weekend, and let us know how those honey glaze worked for you. We out.
Cheers, all right. Yum, yum, yum. Yes, guys, make sure you stay safe, stay warm, stay blessed. Try those recipes out. I'll be looking for that feedback and all that good stuff. And have a good remainder of the week. Let's go.
Hey, I'm definitely going to make some wings. And don't nobody care about the game. Come to Atlanta and let's party. TM High Marie.
There you go.
Love. We out of here. See y'all.
I tell-